Bowl Championship Series officials will meet tomorrow to exchange ideas about possible changes to the format of Major College Football's postseason system.
Let's screw it up one more time.
11 conference commissioners and... This is so dumb to me. I'm going to read you this.
Okay.
11 conference commissioners and Notre Dame's athletic director will meet to exchange ideas.
Like Notre Dame's going to get to.
You must really be special when you get to send your athletic director to the table to discuss ideas for a playoff system. The entire system is open for debate, from eliminating automatic bids to top-tier bowl games to creating a 14 playoff, an idea that's known as the plus-one model.
I love it. I bring in the playoff.
Jim Delaney, who is the Big Ten commissioner, is not in favor of... Jim Delaney is the guy that brought the idea forth about eliminating the automatic bowl bids. You like that idea?
Yeah. The Big East does not need that.
Boy, I don't know. You sure about that?
No, they did put a beating.
70 points.
Maybe the ACC doesn't need
70
that.
Points. And, you know...
You just got beat 70-33, and you're the conference champs.
I got a thought. Okay. I'll hold it, and let's see if this calls for us. You're on the Sports Inferno.
They're gone.
That tends to happen when no one's here to screen our calls for us. Here's my thought. Okay, Clemson wins the conference championship, and after their bowl game, you know, that university's in a total meltdown. Dabo Swinney's firing guys off of his staff. Nobody's
job all year. We got there, but man,
nobody's job is safe.
No,
and you're conference champions.
You are.
What does that say about your conference?
I agree. Big East does not need one, man. I'm sorry, they should not get one. Who else doesn't need one? The ACC. As big as they are, though, you've got to give them one.
The ACC.
As big as they're adding Pittsburgh and Syracuse, you've got to give them.
Well, but what if you do away with all of them?
I agree. I say you take the top teams no matter what conference they're in. I would much rather have seen Boise State.
I think Houston would have been a more formidable opponent in the Orange Bowl with West Virginia than
Boise
Clemson.
State should have been in a BCS game instead of the Meineke Bowl.
Yeah, Meineke.
Played Arizona State, who did not even have a head coach.
Right. Let's see. Last time changes were considered to the system was in 2008. Mike Slive, SEC commissioner, was the big pusher for that. He and the ACC commissioner, John Swofford, they wanted to get the plus one model. Everybody else was not up to par with that idea.
Of course not. Makes sense.
I'll tell you one person who's in favor of a plus one.
Who's that?
That'd be Alabama coach Nick Saban, your favorite guy. He's in favor of it, so that's got to give it a little bit of momentum, right?
Well, if Bama said, you just...
Ow, that hurt.
That caused a concussion. Blake just hit his microphone.
Oh, and there's another guy who doesn't like the way the system's set up right now.
Who's that?
That'd be President Barack Obama.
And?
Leave the politicking to the politicians and leave the sporting to the sportsmen.
The sporting.
Yeah, the sporting.
The sporting guys.
Sporting. Slive said last week that he's not going to be the one championing the plus one model this time around. But you know, there's a lot of commissioners. Now, this is so weird. Like, why would they stand in the way of a plus one? I don't know. Maybe because your team would get demolished every year by the SEC. But that happens now. So, I mean, what's the difference? Commissioners from the Big Ten, the Pac-10, the Big East, and the Big 12, now the Pac-12, they are all standing against the plus one.
And why is that?
However, this time around, there may be some differences of opinion. Larry Scott, who is the Pac-12 commissioner, has indicated that he's going to listen to proposals. Big 12 interim commissioner Chuck Nenas has indicated that he's also going to be willing to listen. So, you know, as you look to tomorrow for these people to sit down and talk about changes to the system, maybe this thing can get some momentum going and we can get something that's a little more fair for everybody, and I sure hope so, because I'm tired of the BCS system. You know what's interesting to me, though, is that all this controversy is surrounding the BCS system in a year where probably the fairest matchup is going to take place.
I agree.
I mean, this tonight...
These are the best two teams.
I think this will be the best national championship game we've seen in the BCS era tonight.
If Alabama played Oklahoma State, Alabama would massacre Oklahoma State.
Absolutely. Nobody wants to see that.
If LSU played Oklahoma State, would annihilate Oklahoma State.
And so, to me, I think this is the best matchup, and this will rival the USC-Texas game, which I believe was the best national championship game thus far. This will rival that game, I believe. as one of the best that we've been able to see. And so I'm looking forward to it tonight, 8:30. It's going to be a good one. When we come back, we'll tell you what we're watching for this weekend. We'll talk a little local basketball. We'll make some divisional round picks.